Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
769 days, two elections, and finally, those in the mainstream media who've been lying to you for 769 days and two elections have now basically all come out and admitted the same exact week of Thanksgiving that the Hunter Biden laptop story is real. In other words, they got it wrong the entire time. Why are they doing this? Because we're seeing more and more information about just how corrupt the deep state was, the FBI, the DOJ, the White House, and everybody else around the Hunter Biden story were. Elon Musk has also come out saying it's time for Twitter to release the logs on censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, and he says it needs to be done to restore the public's trust in Twitter. The richest man in the world made these remarks on the latest appeal to conservatives, saying, just show us what actually happened behind the scenes. Elon Musk reveals that he believes that his company should release the chat logs regarding the decision to restrict sharing the New York Post article on Hunter Biden and the laptop. Musk responded to a tweet from conservatives asking for the new owner of Twitter to look into the company's decision not to allow people to actually tweet out the Post story. And what does that actually mean? It's a brilliant move, by the way, for Musk, just saying, hey, I think we need some transparency here. Now let's talk about the media. The media has also now come out after the fact and said, okay, maybe we got it wrong. 769 days and two elections after they got the victories on the field they wanted, which was Joe Biden elected and Democrats to keep control of the Senate. They got rid of Donald Trump in the process. So why is this happening? Joe Concha, who's the media expert at Fox News Channel, explained it this way.
Well, after the game's over, right? Like an official in the press conference after the game tells the losing team, yeah, you know, we may have screwed that one up, but you still get the L, right? That's what we've seen here. And the Hunter Biden laptop story, Dan, that is the biggest example. I mean, CBS News, to quote Detective John McClane in Die Hard, welcome to the party, pal, because to your point, I've been keeping track. Let's see. That is 769 days and two elections after the New York Post originally broke this story that CBS came forward. And you're right about Leslie Stahl. I mean, she laughed at President Trump at the time, where he said, you have to investigate this story, you're 60 Minutes. And to your point, she said, oh, no, it can't be verified. And instead, you had CBS, The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, all running with this narrative that was provided to them by 51 former intelligence officers from John Brennan, who's currently with MSNBC. You can't tell the difference between him and Keith Opperman now at this point, and John Brennan, who's with CNN, former director of National Intelligence, and all those other intelligence officers who said, this is Russia. Disinformation. Oh, did they get a look at the laptop? Did they review the evidence? Or was it hair standing on the back of their neck? And oh, by the way, there's an election in 2 weeks, so we better run with that narrative. And the media took it hook, line, and sinker. Now, here's the worst part, Dan. When hearings begin on January 3rd, when the new Congress comes in, you're going to see the media do the same exact thing. They're going to dismiss the story. They're going to mock the story. They're going to call it being political weaponization.
So
and trust me, if this was Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr., I have a feeling we'd need another hour to add to 24/7 news coverage covering this story.
769 days and two elections. And then the media decides, we're going to tell you the story is real. The story is true. Stephen Colbert said Hunter Biden's laptop is the number one cause of inflation, according to some experts in his monologue. Kind of laughing about the entire thing, though, even though it's real, they're saying it's not really something to worry about.
Tomorrow, this being Wednesday, as we all know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It's a special time when we gather with family and friends to share our gratitude through America's traditional expression of love, the food coma. This year, your Thanksgiving might look a little different because prices are up on almost everything from frozen pie crusts to pumpkin pie mix to a dozen dinner rolls. Well, there goes my favorite dessert, a dozen dinner rolls. These high prices are caused by a variety of factors, including the war in Ukraine, high fuel prices. But the number one factor, according to experts, is Hunter Biden's laptop.
So even CBS and Stephen Colbert admitting, all right, it's real, but let's mock it in the process, right? We'll laugh about how ridiculous it is that anybody would care about the laptop and mock Republicans and those that actually care about the issue, claiming that that's why the prices of inflation have gone up. Ha, ha, ha. See, this is such a funny story. We don't even have to take it seriously, because why would we, of course, right? Because it's such a funny story. It's so hilarious that it's not a real story. Why are they doing this now? Because they understand just how real the story actually is and how much trouble it could be for the president of the United States of America. That's why. There's another article out, CBS News, titled this, "Copy of what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data turned over by repair shop to FBI showed no tampering." Analysts say, this is their headline on the week of Thanksgiving, November the 21st. You probably didn't see it, and there's a reason why you didn't see it, because they didn't want you to actually know what's there. Catherine Heritage, former Fox News person at CBS News, and Graham Cates, they wanted this to be a serious, though, response so that you knew that they're actually covering the story on CBS News. The week of Thanksgiving, of course, when you're checked out. Many of you may have totally missed CBS News, 700, let's go backwards, 700 plus days later, two elections later, now giving you a real deep, in-depth look at the Hunter Biden laptop.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings here at 7:30. And as Republicans take control of the House, Hunter Biden, the president's son, will be a target for investigations. And that means data from a laptop reported to belong to Biden could be crucial to the investigatory process. CBS News has obtained its data not through a third party or political operative, but directly from the source who told us they provided it to the FBI under subpoena. And we commissioned an independent forensic review to determine its authenticity. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Harris joins us now with what we found. Catherine, I'm very interested. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. These House Republican investigations are coming, and that could be a challenge for the White House as we head into 2023 and 2024. The laptop data we had analyzed showed no evidence it was faked or tampered with.
Digital forensic investigator Mark Lanterman was previously a member of a Secret Service electronic crimes task force.
There was one thing that got my attention, and that was a voicemail.
Static. Called and telling you I love you. Love you more than the whole world, pal. Can I get some help?
That voicemail, apparently from Joe Biden during his son Hunter's drug addiction, is one of many findings Lanterman used to authenticate what is believed to be Hunter Biden's laptop data.
You're confident, based on your analysis, this is Hunter Biden's data and that it's real?
Yes.
Yes. CBS News, when are we going to tell you this? 700 plus days later, after two different elections have happened, then we'll tell you the week of Thanksgiving when we know our viewership is at an all-time low for the year that this is real. That's when we're going to tell you, because we're real journalists now. Now, Democrats also in the Daily Beast fighting back now, saying that they're ready for the GOP to make Hunter Biden the new Benghazi, again, trying to push the narrative that this is a joke, the same way that Stephen Colbert was laughing, saying the reason why your Thanksgiving dinner costs so much is because we're going to blame Hunter Biden's laptop for it. And that's funny. Yahoo News putting out the article from the Daily Beast, and this is what they said. It's not Hunter Biden's scalp they want. Rather, the House GOP caucus is poised to launch a two-year crusade to tarnish President Joe Biden's character, lower his poll numbers, just like they did with Hillary Clinton in the Benghazi hearings prior to the 2016 election. See, none of this could actually be about corruption. This is all about politics. Brilliant way to make sure the American people don't pay attention to the Hunter Biden laptop story. But things are different this time around, the Daily Beast writes. Democrats aren't going to assume that voters can see through the partisan bluster and are now mounting a war room operation outside the White House. The Congressional Integrity Project will try to fend off the Republican barrage and go on the offensive in the information war. The existence of the newly revamped group, first reported by Politico, is an effort to mount a 21st century war room with a response team that can expose the political intentions behind the investigation targeting the White House. That's what the senior advisor for the CIP, who is working with a founder and longtime political activist to make sure that all of these Democrats are defended, right? This is a battle over narratives, and we believe we can win that war. There, the GOP saying it is plain English. They're trying to hurt Joe Biden. It's the Trump playbook of personal attacks. Again, smart move, right? Say the story isn't a story when it actually is a story, and then maybe the media can justify not covering it, acting like, all right, well, we already told you what this is about. Let's move on. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free. Plus, you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I've said this for a while. We need to make sure that people understand this is not about Hunter Biden. I don't care about Hunter Biden. I don't care even about his laptop. What I do care about is the information on it that ties it to Joe Biden. And we have to be very smart because the Democrats are going to try to make this, as I just mentioned, and they're telling you exactly what their plan is. They're going to try to make this about a totally different issue, which is you guys just want to hurt Joe Biden. That this is partisan hackery. That's all it is. That's how they want this to play out. They're going to try to act like it's Republicans that are bullying on the issue. And that's the problem here. Now, if we're smart, we don't ever talk about Hunter Biden moving forward. We talk about Joe Biden. We talk about the big guy. And we don't let up on the big guy. Now, let me also remind you just something about the media from 700 plus days ago. When the Hunter Biden laptop story broke, they mocked it. They called it Russian disinformation, which is exactly what the FBI did when they went to Facebook and Twitter and said, don't tell the story. Right? That's what they did. Silence the story. Shut up on this story. They fed the media this. They fed the disinformation. They knew it was real. They knew it was actionable intelligence. They knew that it was authentic. And they just didn't want it to come out because they knew how damning it was going to be if it came out. And so instead of that, right, instead of telling you the truth, they mocked the story, which is exactly what they're doing now. Now, this was 700 days ago. Listen.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign.
It's foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking... Of course he is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
So the game plan has not changed for Democrats. The only difference is they were able to win two elections, stall 700 days before they told you the truth. And now that they've told you the truth, they're still going to mock it the same way that Stephen Colbert mocked it earlier. Now, there is a huge, okay, hole that they're going to fall in here. If Republicans go back to Hunter Biden, this cannot be about Hunter Biden. This is exactly, by the way, why Congressman Comer is very smart and Jim Jordan very smart to say we're keeping Hunter out of this. Basically, this is not about Hunter Biden. This is about the president of the United States of America running a criminal enterprise out of the vice presidential residence and now the White House.
You said that Joe Biden personally participated in meetings and phone calls, and you have documents that show he was a partner with access to an office, and that Joe is, in fact, clearly the big guy. What else can you tell us about this, and how much money are we talking about the family make?
Well, we're talking about millions of dollars that went to Hunter Biden. And as you showed with the text message, Hunter complained about having to keep his family up. Hunter complained that Bo was the golden child and that no one appreciated the fact that he paid his dad's living expenses. So there's evidence from Hunter Biden himself to suggest that Joe Biden was directly benefiting from the millions of dollars Hunter was getting from these shady business deals. But even worse, we showed emails today where Hunter Biden emailed the landlord of an office for a business he was starting with his dad. He said his dad was going to get a 10% equity stake in a business that was to help China get their foot in the door on the American natural gas industry. So the amazing thing is Joe Biden was working with Hunter Biden to help China get a leg up on our American energy industry, and he was a part of that. This is something that he's lied about, his involvement. He's lied about his knowledge. And we need to investigate that because this is an issue of national security.
He's right. We have to investigate this because it's an issue of national security. Notice he was talking about Joe Biden the entire time there. This is not about Hunter Biden, right? This is about Joe Biden. This is about him offering anybody access to the United States of America. Representative Comer on the Hunter Biden probe making it clear the Bidens became millionaires, not Hunter Biden. Joe Biden. The Biden family simply became millionaires by simply offering access to his father's position of power in and within the United States government.
Committee Republicans have identified over 50 countries the Biden family sought businesses in. On the international side of the Biden family business, the deals were often led by Hunter Biden. And that map there behind Clay shows all the countries where the Bidens had a footprint in international business dealings. The investigation reveals a family that engaged with some of America's most powerful adversaries, planning to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles in the world to the Chinese, for example. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family. Among the dozens of shell companies the Bidens set up, there were millions of dollars of wire transfers, flights on Air Force Two to conduct personal business, and meetings with heads of state, all while Joe Biden was aware of what was happening. All the while, he turned a blind eye. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SAR showed that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers. The money gained through influence peddling was funneled to a suspected criminal enterprise. Again, one linked to human trafficking.
Links to human trafficking. You notice that they said, and he said at the very beginning, 50 different countries. This is not about Hunter. It's about Joe. We also need to know what the FBI was doing. The FBI was doing a lot of things to try to make this story go away. This goes back to Elon Musk saying Twitter should, and I believe they will, release the logs on the censoring of the Hunter Biden laptop story. He says to restore public trust. He's absolutely right. This is all about restoring trust in the system. He's completely accurate on this. We have to make sure that this story doesn't just get thrown out the way that Stephen Colbert and CBS News are hoping. They're using the same exact playbook they used before the election in the montage that I played you, then saying, this is Russian disinformation. Now they're basically saying, this is a joke and you should laugh at it and it really doesn't matter. Right? This is them doing Benghazi with Hillary Clinton 2.0. This is a worthless, meaningless, stupid story that no one should really care about. That's how they're going to play this. That's how they're going to downplay it. That's how they're going to say this. That why this story should not be paid attention to by any serious person and or serious journalist.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As one economist put it this past week, nothing good is happening on Wall Street. And if you've been looking at your portfolio, you've probably seen tremendous losses. Well, now they're saying the market may pull back well into 2023. There's been one historical answer when it comes to bad times like this. And that answer is gold. In 2008 crash, all of the recent crashes before it, when the market dipped, gold went up big time. So don't wait any longer to see if gold is right for you. Call Legacy Precious Metals, the company that I trust and invest with. So take back control of your finances, especially with what's going on Wall Street and the economy right now. Call Legacy Precious Metals today. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or you can download for free the comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. I want to switch gears here also to give you an update on what we know about the Attorney General Merrick Garland and his special counsel choice in this new investigation into former President Donald Trump. When he came out, he made it clear that he said that we're investigating legitimate possible crimes, and also that the guy who he was going to make the special counsel, Jack Smith, was an unbiased individual. Let me remind you of this announcement.
The special counsel will also conduct the investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation. Today, I signed an order appointing Jack Smith to serve as special counsel. The order authorizes him to continue the ongoing investigation into both of the matters that I have just described and to prosecute any federal crimes that may arise from those investigations. Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He began his prosecutorial career in 1994 as an assistant district attorney with the New York County DA's office. In 1999, he became an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, where over the course of 9 years, he prosecuted matters ranging from gang murders of police officers to civil rights violations. From 2008 to 2010, he served with the International Criminal Court, where he supervised war crimes investigations. In 2010, Mr. Smith returned to the Justice Department to serve as chief of the Public Integrity Section, where he led a team of more than 30 prosecutors who handled public corruption and election crimes cases across the United States. In 2015, he agreed to serve as the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, later becoming the acting United States Attorney. Most recently, Mr. Smith served as a chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague, charged with investigating and adjudicating war crimes in Kosovo. Mr. Smith will begin his work as special counsel immediately and will be returning to the United States from The Hague.
This guy is perfect, right? That's what he wants you to believe. This guy is above reproach. He's unbiased. He's ideal. Well, it turns out special counsel Jack Smith is actually not unbiased at all. He's a hardcore lefty, fanatical, radical within the Justice Department's public integrity unit, inserting himself, in fact, when he was there, into the Lois Lerner IRS scandal that targeted conservative nonprofit groups, religious groups, and Tea Party groups. That's right. This guy, Smith, who was picked by the Attorney General Garland to lead the DOJ's investigation into former President Donald Trump, he led that public integrity section from 2010 until early 2015. Well, let me give you the background so you remember the story with Lois Lerner. Lerner was director of the IRS's Exempt Organizations Unit. Lerner led that IRS effort targeting specifically Tea Party groups and similar conservative nonprofit organizations. An IRS watchdog and the DOJ later admitted the IRS committed wrongdoing. In fact, you had a guy by the name of Joe Biden who stood by the President of the United States of America at the time, Barack Obama. And Obama came out and said that he was personally angry. He was upset. He couldn't believe that this happened. and said that it was wrong. In fact, Obama was in so much trouble for the IRS and them being busted targeting conservative organizations that he actually had to come out and have an emergency press conference about it. He walked out to the podium, and this is what the president said at the time after they got busted. So, and again, this guy who is now investigating as the special prosecutor, Donald Trump, is the same scumbag that was involved with Lois Lerner targeting conservative Tea Party groups. And again, the Democrats got busted doing this to the point that the president had to come out and have this press conference back in 2013.
Good afternoon, everybody. I just finished speaking with Secretary Liu and senior officials at the Treasury Department to discuss the investigation into IRS personnel who improperly screened conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status. And I look forward to taking some questions at tomorrow's press conference, but today I want to make sure to get out to all of you some information about what we're doing about this and where we go from here. I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report, and the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable. It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS, given the power that it has and the reach that it has in all of our lives. And as I said earlier, it should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS. So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable. Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who is responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts. Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS. Because given the controversy surrounding this audit, it's important to institute new leadership that can help restore confidence going forward. Second, we're going to put in place new safeguards to make sure this kind of behavior cannot happen again. And I've directed Secretary Liu to ensure the IRS begins implementing the IG's recommendations right away. Third, we will work with Congress as it performs its oversight role. And our administration has to make sure that we are working hand in hand with Congress to get this thing fixed. Congress, Democrats and Republicans, owe it to the American people to treat that authority with the responsibility it deserves and in a way that doesn't smack of politics or partisan agendas. Because I think one thing that you've seen is across the board, everybody believes what happened in, as reported in the IG report, is an outrage. The good news is it's fixable, and it's in everyone's best interest to work together to fix it.
Now, he said we're going to go after the people that did this. We're going to hold them accountable. Was there any accountability? The reality is no. Not only did Lois Lerner lead the IRS efforts to target Tea Party groups and similar conservative organizations, but the IRS watchdog and the DOJ later admitted the IRS committed wrongdoing and there should have been accountability. Was there? No. Republicans were unsuccessful in seeking a special counsel to investigate that scandal. And one of the reasons given by the Republicans cited the actions of a name that you'll now know, Jack Smith. How did Jack Smith, the same guy now going after Donald Trump, fit into all of this scandal? Well, as the lead of the integrity section, he actually spoke with the FBI about potential investigations into these nonprofit groups. In fact, he testified to this back in 2014. There were questions about the legality of appointing a special counsel without congressional approval, right? The National Legal and Policy Center said this appointment raised questions about the appointments clause of the Constitution. Principal officer requires appointment by the president and the confirmation by the Senate, and the same as other U.S. attorneys. But hey, does any of that matter? No! So this guy decided to go rogue. He decided not only to go rogue on this, but he decided that he wanted to actually try to start locking up conservatives. Was he held accountable for any of this? He was not. Why? I think we all know why now. Because everybody that Barack Obama said, we're going to hold accountable and we're going to investigate and we deserve, you know, people deserve to know what really happened here. All of that was a lie. All of what he just said to you was a lie. No one was held accountable, including this guy who tried to, again, use the power of the government to attack conservatives. He was in this with Lois Lerner. He wanted to go after and lock people up. He saw an article about conservative groups and tried to weaponize the United States government, we now know, to actually do all that I just mentioned. And now this is the unbiased, unpartisan guy that is going to be investigating Donald Trump as a special prosecutor. If you don't think the Democrats know what they're doing here, you're stupid. The Democrats picked one of the hardcore partisans they could find, a guy that has a history of being able to go into liberal areas and get what he wants, which is an indictment. I believe they're going to get an indictment of Donald Trump because they're going to do this in an area, Washington, D.C., where they think they can get an easy indictment of Donald Trump. They're not going to waste any time. And they're going to do this to try to make sure that he's not on the ballot or to take him out of contention of being the president of the United States of America again. And the guy who's the special counsel who's just been appointed is a guy that went after conservative Tea Party organizations, and his name was said aloud and had to actually testify on it after Barack Obama was busted and said, we're going to get to the bottom of this, and no one got in trouble. No one. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. We're going to keep on this, and we're going to keep exposing this scumbag. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.